I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, we got a great video for you, especially if you're a Star Wars fan, because somebody was at Yosemite, and there was a bear up a tree. And so they're like, all right, let me pull out the phone. I got to record this. And I'm glad they did, because this bear, some people think it sounds like Chewbacca.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It sounds like Chewbacca before he clears his throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in the heat of the moment.
Right. That bear does sound like he's doing something.
I wonder if he was doing it with a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's,
I never thought I'd mash up Chewbacca having sex with a turtle.
Why not at this point?
Good morning.
Yes. All right. I wonder what the bear was doing. Was like that his scary voice, or was he actually doing something? And he's up in a tree and just decides to make that noise.
It sounds like he was like getting like a good scratching, like
maybe. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Baloo the bear was doing that. I remember that in Jungle Book, and boy, he loved getting a good scratch.
According to the video, it says a black bear singing in tree.
Oh,
that was
singing.
Him singing.
So he's singing.
I don't know if he's singing.
Well, it might be. You don't know
bear?
Black bear.
I speak bear, yeah.
You do? Oh, you do speak bear?
Yeah.
Is that because you're usually the bear in the relationship?
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. How do you know what bears sing like? Whales, they call it whale song. Right?
No, they're doing it song. Most bears are Disturbed fans. It sounds like he was singing Disturbed.
Oh!
There you go. Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
It's him doing the Sound of Silence.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but I do agree with Danny's first assessment. It sounds like he's getting busy.
Well, he's just by himself. He's just doing it to himself?
It's barely possible.
Don't do that. Maybe they're social distancing, too, and just got to do what you got to do.
Maybe that's like Bear Tinder. He's making his call-outs for it.
Oh.
He wants some.
Six swipe left. Oh, that's it. Well, there you go. How about Chewie's like, I'll slide into your DMs, Mr. Bear.
That wasn't...
That's him in the woods.
Yeah. Something happened in the woods that's just... Well, there you go. There's a way to start off your day. A bear that sounds like Chewbacca. Congratulations.
Chewberka.
Chewberka. If you want to see the video of the bear... there's Amelia Clark up in a tree. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Now, that's a video I'll watch.
Yes.
Wow.
Anytime I can watch Khaleesi...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what Khaleesi means, but
that was her name. She was called that in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that was her title. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sorry. You know what? I will try to do another Rocky reference for you. How's that?
Oh, don't get so defensive. I was just saying cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'll be happy to help you out. All right, so, yeah, there you go. That's how we want to start your day. A bear in a tree sounding like Chewbacca. This is life. And it's a singing bear, though. Danny, who does speak bear, says no, it's not.
What would you rather us talk about the debates? That was way more exciting.
Yeah, I want my money back.
What? You didn't spend anything on it.
I did. I spent my time.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be entertaining.
No, they're not.
Political debates
are supposed to be boring as F.
No, they're not. They're
supposed to be completely normal, completely boring.
They tricked me last time in 2020, Rev.
They're not supposed to be S shows, guys.
No, they are. This is Idiocracy, and I'm living it.
Besides, I just wanted the flyback, okay? That's the only thing.
The fly only shows up for the vice president.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And because that debate was so boring, the fly was the only thing that was exciting. Look, we already know how we're going to vote, don't we? I mean, have you talked to anybody?
I'm still on the fence.
Oh, are you really?
Yep. I'm monitoring Facebook. Nobody's helping me sway which way or the other.
I wish more people would talk about politics because I'm really uninformed. Have you met anybody that's on the fence yet? I have not met anybody on the fence. Everybody that I know in my life that is politically active already has a decision. I haven't met anybody on the fence yet. So why don't they give us an entertaining debate like that? Because I think everybody knows what they're doing.
Well, this one was less about, like, you know, interrupting. It was more about watching facial expressions. I enjoyed just watching. Whenever one would talk, I would just watch the other.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they gave Kristen, who was the moderator, a lot of credit, which she did a good job, but she had a mute button. I mean, I feel badly for the other dude who didn't get to have the mute button. Like, he didn't even have that to stop them from, you know, so.
Yeah, but even with the mute, I mean, without a mute button, they're both candidates were kind of being chill while the other was talking. Because, I mean, if you have a mute button that doesn't mute your mouth from moving, we'd see him moving. Like, if he was muted, he'd still be talking. You know what I mean? Like, they were both just, like, kind of, like, holding back until they were told to talk.
Yeah, I think that's because they knew about the mute button, though.
Oh, maybe.
Because you did see a couple of them at times, they did try to start speaking because they thought it was their turn, and their microphone wasn't turned on. And you couldn't hear a damn thing they were saying. So I think they realized, what's the point?
Right.
Though I'm really mad at the Republican Party because apparently they told the president to be much more chill than he was the first one, which was the most entertaining part of the debate. Yeah. I mean, because I guess they really said, hey, do it this way, Mr. President. And I'm like, well, that's good for you people, but it's not good for my viewing entertainment.
Right. If I wanted to be bored, I would have watched the Thursday night football game.
Yeah. Was that even less exciting?
No, actually, it was pretty
funny. Actually, it was pretty, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I ended up watching it afterwards. Kind of entertaining.
Oh, all right. Well, at least you had that anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
They should have more losing teams play against each other.
Yeah, really.
I'm with you, though. I wasn't sure if you guys were going to watch it. That I should have asked you because I didn't think anybody would care to watch it, and I didn't think it would be good, like, you know, as far as entertainment is anyway. So, you know, I want my time back. Thank you. We got a guy that was in the middle of a chase with the cops, and what did he do? Well, he pulled over to fill up on gas, because, I mean, you're in a chase, you need gas, right? Yeah. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a special day for one man only on this show. And that man is the Reverend Enfuego.
Oh, really?
Huh? Any guesses on what today's day is?
Now,
it's only a good day for the Rev.
Steampunk Day.
Steampunk Day.
Oh, good call.
Great guess.
Wrong.
Ah, dang it.
All right, Danny.
Fart Friday.
Fart Friday.
Well, it is now.
I feel like that's a good day for a few of us.
Eh.
Oh, really?
But.
Wrong.
Oh. Vicky.
Cat Lover.
Cat Lover Day. Well, the rest of us aren't cat haters.
No, but he loves cats.
He does. He really is a cat man. Oh,
it's something that he loves that the rest of us hate.
Oh, humans.
Humans. Danny.
Croc Day.
Bing, bing, bong.
Oh,
bing,
bing.
Nice call, Danny.
That's right. Today is National Croc Day.
They have their own day, really?
Yeah, last year I did Croctober for it.
Oh, hey, they're officially right. Cool. Justin Bieber just released a set of Crocs, and they already sold out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget the Kentucky Fried Chicken Crocs sold out, too.
That's true. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to make a sellout, make them Crocs.
I don't know, man. Maybe someday I'll try those. They say they're massively comfortable, but I just can't get around the way they look.
Come on, man. Join the dark side.
Maybe one day we all get a set of Crocs, and we come into work and we wear them. No? Can we get Crocs to supply? I don't want to pay for them.
Oh, you know, oh, all right. Well, if you don't want to pay for anything, I'll give them.
Well, how much are Crocs?
$20-$30 usually.
$20-$30, that's it?
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
Well, I could use a nice little set of slip-ons for the outside.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that's you're going to croc
you need,
up?
That's why you well, need them.
I've got like some like champion slides.
Yeah?
And maybe I'll make the downgrade to the Crocs.
The downgrade? That's just rude.
Like $35-$40. What crack are you smoking, Rev?
Oh, maybe I got mine on sale.
What crack are you smoking?
Vicky found one for
$22. Oh, there you go. You just get the basic black ones.
Okay, fine. Well, happy Croc Day, Rev.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, let's talk about this shoplifter in a little bit of trouble with the law because he was in the middle of a police chase in Los Angeles. And during the chase, here's a valuable lesson. If you're going to commit a crime and you plan on like speeding away after the crime, make sure you have a full tank of gas.
Oh, right.
Because at some point, he realized, I need to get some gas in the middle of the police chase. So he fills up, goes to a gas station, fills up, pays for the gas, and still gets out before the cops catch him. How is that possible? This is a terrible chase.
He's got a great pit crew.
That's a good point. That's what I am picturing. It's very NASCAR of him. The craziest part is they still don't know whether or not they caught this guy. So he might still be on the run and got a full tank of gas out of the whole situation.
So he's still on the run?
Yes.
And did he use his credit card at least that we can identify him?
I got to imagine he used cash. He couldn't be that stupid.
Well.
That would be in the story.
Yeah.
You would think.
Good call.
Well, how about a news helicopter was following all of this and they were doing like the play-by-play while it all went down.
Going to get out and act very strange, maybe even getting gas. Ran into the store once again, went to the pumps. Here he is back out, a very quick stop, and there he is, pumping the gas. I've always thought about, is there ever a pursuit that they refuel and then keep going? This is it. There he goes, back out. It's a quick pit stop for sure.
Insane. And he goes, runs in, pays for it. Maybe got himself like a candy bar.
That's what I'm hoping. I couldn't tell if he did or not, but I mean, I get myself a nice Almond Joy. That's
how about Chevron getting all the love? I mean, you see the Chevron sign.
Well, Chevron is really good if you're trying to make a pit stop in a police chase. A Chevron, because it's got Techron.
That's right.
Yeah, so
it's very accommodating.
Yeah.
So crazy, man.
Yeah, that
video is pretty nuts.
That is that is just amazing. And thank God for OJ, because would LA television have anything to do? Because they do this all the time.
Right.
It seems like every time I'm visiting my wife, I can turn on an LA station and they're following some chase of something.
Well, if it's something like that, I'm all for it. You can interrupt your regularly scheduled programming like Ellen or something like that.
Yeah, we don't get that. See, that's why LA is cool. They have that. Seattle. They have that a lot. You really can turn on the TV and go, oh, look, there's another chase.
Step it up, Seattle.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Well, one Seattle legend has just stepped it up.
Oh, yeah? What's going on?
You guys remember the Rain Man, Sean Kemp?
Oh, make it rain.
That's right. Great Seattle Sonics player. Well, he's in the news again because of the marijuana. He just is about to open.
Oh,
Sean Kemp's cannabis.
Oh, good. Really? I thought it was for a different bad reason. Okay, so he's legitimately going in the cannabis business.
Yes, and it's going to be right by the Green AF Arena, the Climate Pledge Arena.
Oh, that's a perfect place for greenery.
Right, and pretty exciting. And I guess his former teammate, Hall of Famer Gary Payton, is going to join him for the big ribbon cutting ceremony. It's not a red ribbon, but it's a green ribbon.
Of course it is.
That's right. That's going to happen on October 30th.
Got to get some love from the glove.
Love from the glove. It's Kemp's Cannabis. Cannabis.com if you want to go check them out.
Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, man, it's great business.
Yes. Good for him.
Yeah, right. Why not?
He's got kids to feed.
Yes, he does.
A lot of them.
Yeah, he does.
I'm very excited for Sean Kemp.
Yeah, and look, I mean, he's a big name, so you know people are going to go in and check it out.
Oh, absolutely. I guess he's got like a graffiti artist or some kind of artist is going to do like an insane mural of him as well right by there. It's going to be a pretty cool spot.
Oh, yeah, and look, and how many people who are going to go, you know, watch the Kraken may want to get some recreation after the game?
Or before.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever it is that he's going to get a lot of traffic.
All right, yesterday was Thursday Night Football. We were laughing at, oh, we got a team that's 1-4-1, another team that's like, what, 1-5 or something like that, and they're going to be playing against each other on the primetime game, the Giants and the Eagles, and it actually turned out to be quite a game. I decided to call it quits because I'm like, oh, the Giants got this game. They're going to win the game. They're up like 21-10 with 5 minutes left in the game. So we shut it down and go to bed. I wake up this morning and find out that the Eagles won 22-21.
Wow, that's a hell of a comeback.
They scored 2 touchdowns in less than 5 minutes for the big comeback.
Oh, boy.
I thought for sure, I'm like, oh, boy, Eagles fans are not happy when I woke up and I went, oh, actually, they're probably not in a bad mood right now. The
yeah.
Eagles are the best team in the NFC East with a record of 2-4-1.
Isn't that amazing?
But the highlight of the game, I don't know, tuned in. I was flipping back and forth between that and the debates. I tune in and I'm watching. And there's a quarterback for the Giants, Daniel Jones, and they're like back 88 yards from the end zone. He breaks free and he's got nothing but the end zone to look at. Like there's no players that are going to be able to catch him. He's running at the 80 yard mark where after running 80 yards, it's like his legs just gave out and he fell.
Oh,
he just tripped over his own feet. It seemed. Or like his, like, or maybe like I don't know if he had like because he had this pained look on his face. I don't think he's used to running that much, and it's just like his body just or his legs gave out and he just fell. And the video of it is just so epic because there he is running and he's running and he looks pained and then just collapses. And then they shoot to his teammates and they're all laughing on the sidelines because it's pretty funny. And thankfully during that series they ended up scoring a touchdown. Otherwise that would have sucked.
Yeah.
But even Troy Aikman was struggling not to laugh while this play was going down.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. But a walk-in touchdown, and he tripped himself.
This is the only way he doesn't score. That old turf monster got him right about there.
Wow, that, yeah.
I've never seen it open up the way that it did for him on that. It's been that kind of year for the Giants offensively.
It looks like he just lost his balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like he just ran more than he's used to.
Yeah, did you ever do that where you run so fast and run so hard you actually tip yourself over? I've done that a couple times in my life.
But then again, I've never run with full intensity 80 yards.
See, when you're uncoordinated like me, you can appreciate these things happening because you know what? You're about to achieve glory and then you basically snatch it from yourself.
See his teammates on the sidelines are just cracking up.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right. And thankfully they ended up, I was like, if they don't get a touchdown after all that, that's going to be a bummer for them. I feel like somebody needs to use digital skills cause outside of my pay grade, but to get Jason Voorhees following him. That seems like it's like straight out of all the horror films where a guy's running away and then just trips over something stupid.
Yep.
And that's how they die.
I like this.
Oh, there you go. He's definitely could be the sports blooper of the year. Daniel Jones of the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, and at least, like you said, they scored the touchdown, so we can laugh at it. And you know, but hey, but the Giants still lost, so actually, it turned out to be a whole sucky day for them.
Yeah, yeah, that just sums up their season right there.
Yeah.
Sunday, Seahawks are playing.
They are?
Oh, they're playing Sunday night. Thanks a lot.
I know.
I was all excited. The game?
Yeah, it got flexed.
Yeah.
Didn't get flexed. And here's the funny part, though, about it. So the Seahawks-Cardinals game is now going to be on Sunday Night Football as opposed to at 1 o'clock, which I was excited because that gives me plenty of time for my heart to calm down before I go to bed at night.
Oh, man.
But now it's a Sunday night game. And it has nothing. Well, maybe it has something to do with the fact that they're, you know, two teams. It's going to be a good game. Like, you got, you know, two teams playing well.
Yeah.
But the real main reason why they decided to flex the game is that it's supposed to be the Las Vegas Raiders against the Tampa Bay Bucks. But several Raiders players have been unable to practice this week because of the coronavirus.
Ooh.
So they just wanted to make sure, like, they moved that game now to like 1 o'clock because they still think they'll be able to pull off the game without those players. But if it gets worse over the next couple days, they don't want to risk not having a Sunday Night Football game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So they're like, you know what? Seahawks, here you go.
Look at us. All right.
The Sunday Night Football game.
Woo!
So that'll be happening. As far as weather, 48 degrees and rain, thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for the major report, and that's what's up.
That's what's up, brother. Well, that's actually pretty cool. I mean, you know, I always like it more in the national spotlight, but yeah, it is, and it does suck it's not here, but
yeah.
I mean, not that we could go to it, but I always think it's cool when they get to go to Seattle for Sunday Night Football. But if you're Arizona, you didn't anticipate this.
No, it should be a fun one, man.
And I think we have either a Thursday night or another Sunday Night Football game with the Cardinals. Like this, so both of our games, I think, will be nationalized. Unless
nationalized.
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like we're...
The game on November 19th is going to be a 5:20 p.m. game. So, yeah, it's a Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. So that's pretty wild that they're going to be...
Or is that Thursday Night Football?
It might be Thursday
Night Football. Night Football, sorry.
So yeah. How about that? So that's guaranteed. If they're Thursday Night Football, they don't flex that. So
right.
That might be the first. Is that the first time that's ever happened for teams where both of their games are on national TV?
I have no idea.
Usually I've never seen that. So in a way, that's kind of cool.
Primetime matchup.
Well, if you're the Cardinals, you're like, yeah, baby. Wow. Those are big games, too. Those are both going to be big games for both teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because right now we have a pretty good hold on the lead in our division. And if we beat the Cardinals, man, that just is another step forward because of the fact we've got a couple of game lead.
And then we're 6-0.
Yeah, that would
that's
be.
How I have to say it. 6-0.
That's right, buddy, because we haven't done it before. So we really need to own it.
One of our texters has come up with a brilliant marketing plan. We need to make KISW Crocs. And call them the Rock Crocs.
Yes.
Rock the Crocs.
Absolutely. Come on.
I mean, you know.
So comfy.
I'll wear them if we have our own.
Well, when you think of
it. There's a good chance I'll get one for free.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you think what they put those little bedazzle things on there, like what they did with the chicken and all that.
Like the flare?
You take the flare, you put the rock.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on black Crocs.
No, yes. You have Rock Crocs. They have the Rock logo on them. And then you can also purchase I'm a marketing genius.
Oh, okay.
Steve Migg.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All of our little faces as flares.
I was hoping you would say that.
So you could, like, if you want Danny's face on your feet, you could do that. Or I'm sure there's plenty of people on the internet would love Vicky or Sarah's face on their feet.
If you thought Crocs couldn't get any uglier, put my face on them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Who wouldn't want the Ted Smith's face on their foot?
I want them right now.
Oh, is that what you? Yeah,
me
yeah,
too.
All right. Let me spend some time with that idea.
And somebody's disappointed that Sean Kemp didn't name his cannabis store Kemp's Hemp.
Oh, dude, that's
Kemp's
a good
Hemp.
One.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, if he starts selling hemp products, that would be actually a nice little sort of like a side gig there.
Come on over to the Kemp's Hemp section.
Yeah, I like that. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In the fable, what did Rumpelstiltskin spin into gold?
Hair.
No.
Oh, wait. Straw.
Yes.
Nice.
Hair.
Well, you know, listen, Rapunzel had golden hair. You mix up all your fairy tales. It happens.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.